Hey, it's Steve Webb and the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show number 95.
Saturday, I watched you fly away.
Josh Woodward.
Across the empty sky, I turned around and waved goodbye. And now it's me alone. It's just an empty home that's on an empty street in a town that always sleeps. And a blind man in the darkness knows no difference. But I have grown accustomed to colors that you bring. I check the dial tone on the telephone, but when I try to speak, the reception gets so
Hey, how's it going? Oh, a little hot there. Let me back that down a little bit. I changed the location of my mic, and so I'm moving some things around. You should see the studio. The oldest son that's living at home, Stephen, my middle son, is in a media production class in school, and he came home yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, with 17 panels of this acoustic foam treatment that you see on the walls of recording studios. So now it's all over the walls in my in my studio here. And I've moved a lot of stuff around. And, of course, the lovely lady Leanne, my wife, walked in, and there's all this black, you know, foam on my walls now. And she says, oh, man, it's so dark in here now. We need to put curtains on the windows to light it up. And I'm going, what? This this is not some woman's thing. This is a man's recording studio. Well, how's it going? It's been a while. I know. And so, last time I said this, I apologized, and I apologize. But, yeah, well, here it is. Stuff is going on all the time. What can I say? And life is busy. This is the last year that my middle son is probably going to be home. Because he's graduating this year from high school. Maybe he'll stick around, but maybe he won't. And being a dad, I want to spend as much time as I can with him and with the family. We've had a bit of a scare in the Webb household. Leanne, they had a health problem this last month, and we thought that it could be very serious. And so I spent a lot of time with her because of that. And fret not, she's fine. But we had about 2.5-3 weeks of just really living on pins and needles. But everything's fine now. So anyway, before we get going anymore, I've got some really great music for you tonight. Recording this late on Friday night so that you'll have this Saturday morning. And so that's why I played the Saturday song from Josh Woodward. That's, by the way, a new song from Josh, new on the show. As I look at the song list for tonight, we don't have any repeats tonight. Everything you're going to hear has been the first time you've heard it on the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show, at least. You may have heard it in other podcasts. It's possible, I suppose. But it's the first time here on this show. So all new stuff. It's all great stuff. I got a couple of instrumentals that are very different musically, but a couple of instrumentals. I've got some more great vocals. And wanted to share some great music with you. But before we get going any further, I did want to talk to you just real quick about Covenant Eyes. We've talked about Covenant Eyes so many times now, and I am just so pleased that they have decided to continue their support of the shows. And, you know, Covenant Eyes is the company that is really dedicated to help people that have a problem staying away from the wrong kind of websites on the internet. They're dedicated to helping those folks, to give those folks some tools to stay away from those porn sites. And if you've got kids in the house, it's good to have Covenant Eyes on your computers. They've even got some filters that are amazing. They're different than other filters that you may have heard about. Covenant Eyes is a great company. I'd like you to go check it out at CovenantEyes.com. Sign up with the promo code LifeSpring, and you'll get 30 days free. And so you're really able to try before you buy. Let's listen to this one. This is LP Styles Trio with Scatter. So that was the LP Styles Trio from Glassboro, New Jersey. Some good old funk and jazz fusion. Nice stuff. Next up here is Robin Tim, or Time. It's called Vicariously. Ashburn, UK. Hope your weekend is growing well.
I'd like to claim as my own all these thoughts in my head, but I stole them from every film that I've seen, all the books that I've read. There might be something for real. It may be some of these lies, but most of it's there, the way that it sounds and the fact that it rhymes. So why live a lie? You can live it for me. I'll spend my time vicariously. I
have not been in love. So I could hardly fall out. It's just one more part of this whole human nature I know nothing about. Oh, I get no buzz from the bees and the birds. So I'm forced to imagine what it must be like from the things that I've heard. So why live a lie when you can live it for me? I'll spend my time vicariously. It's just the way that I am. You may not understand. I enjoy the experience more. Come second hand. So why live a lie? You can live it for me. I'll spend my time vicariously. I'll spend my time vicariously.
Well, that's kind of a sad way to live your life, isn't it? No. No, what you want to do is you want to live life. You want to get out there and do the things that need to be done. God has us here on this planet to do something, not to live life vicariously through watching movies or listening to someone else's music. Music is fun to listen to. I mean, that's the whole point of this show, but golly, just to resign yourself to living vicariously. Well, the song had a nice sound to it. I like that. So that was Robin Tim from Ashburn, UK. Hey, did you know that your hard drive, it's only a matter of time until that bad boy's going to fail on you? And then where are all your pictures going to be? And all that music that you've downloaded, the podcasts, all the, tax information and everything else that you've got on your hard drive? Oh, man, you want to protect that. And I think the best way to do it is to have a Carbonite account. I've had Carbonite on my computer, my main workhorse computer for about 2 years now, and I've had some hard drive crashes in that time. But restoring the data is really just a matter of a couple of clicks, and everything is downloaded back, and you're restored, and you're good to go. Carbonite is a great deal. It's like $50 a year, and unlimited space. It doesn't matter how much data that you are going to be uploading to their servers at Carbonite, where it, by the way, is encrypted so that nobody can get to it except for you. Even if they do get to it, it's worthless. Only the owner of the data can, you know, download it and have it work. So it's safe. But I saw a TV commercial last night for another company that ostensibly is like Carbonite, but they only give you the first 2 gigs for free. You say, Steve, that's a lot. Are you kidding me? Think about all the size of your hard drive. 2 gigs is nothing. So with Carbonite, it is unlimited storage. So it can be all of your media files. It can be virtually everything on your hard drive if you wanted to do that. Now, I don't recommend putting your applications and that type of thing on there, but you know, let's say you could do an image of your hard drive and boom, you could have that stored, and so you could download that. And so, you know, there's a lot of things you could do. Carbonite is such a great deal. Check it out at backups.lifespringmedia.com, and click on the Carbonite ad there, and you will get just a great deal over there, Carbonite. So check that out. It's worth doing, and it's safe, and it's really good insurance. This is Brooke Supple with Kelly. Brooke is from London, UK.
Kelly's too right to be wrong, perceiving the world like nobody's home, and there's no one to love in return. Kelly's too good to be true. A job pays the bill while the kids get a thrill out of making fun of you. Like they all said, Kelly, what would you say if someone should take it away? Kelly, what would you do if the whole world was laughing at you?
Kelly, what would you do?
Oh, man. Good stuff, huh? Now, where do you suppose this fella's from? I can't even pronounce the name. I know I'm going to just butcher this name, but I think it's Buhinemoisa Nebo. Something like that. He's from Zagreb, Croatia. That's a Croatian musician. And man, I like that stuff. That's called New Shoes. Hey, if you are looking for a brand new web host, check out Lunar Pages. What you're going to want to do is go over to my page at ads.lifespringmedia.com and check out the deal at Lunar Pages. You can get, this is amazing. This is incredible. This is where I've recently moved all of my websites. I've got like 55, I think, domains and subdomains, and you know, all with websites. It took a long time to get them moved. I talked about it last time. But anyway, I've got all of those websites under one account at Lunar Pages, and I'm paying $4.95 a month for unlimited storage, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited number of subdomains and domains. It's a fantastic deal. So you can get the same deal as I got. Actually, you'll get better because I didn't get the special LifeSpring deal. The special LifeSpring deal is if you sign up for 2 years, you get 2 months free. So it ends up costing something like, what's the math, $4.57 a month or something like that. Oh, man, you can't beat that. You cannot beat that. So check it out at ads.lifespringmedia.com, and you will get a fantastic deal. Last song, we started with Josh Woodward, and we're going to end with Josh Woodward. And the name of this song is Rogue Nation. And, well, you know, it just seems to be appropriate.
Well, this country's in the pits, and I really should admit that I feel it's time to do something about it. Our democracy is splintered, sold out to the highest bidder, and I only see a single way around it. Oh. Let's stop being so attendant and declare our independence and create a nation where we're in control. We can find a little island and we'll climb up to the highlands and we'll paint a flag and hoist it from a pole. Well, it's sounding pretty sweet, but it's a little incomplete. There'd be nothing there to eat but weeds and ants. We could bring along some friends and they could do the odds and ends and start a farm so we could live off of the land. Oh. We need a place to stay so we could find a way to pay to hire an architect and builders to construct it. I suppose they need to buy some rudimentary supplies. They could use my credit card and just deduct it. Oh. So we need to find some funding from our friends. We'll need to form an axis if the motherland attacks us. So we better start an army to defend. Oh. We'd be careful on the spending. We'd have banks to do the lending. We'd stay away selfishness and greed, but I think our little nation
nation's gonna need some light taxation if we wanna pay for everything we need. Like schools and banks and shopping malls, fighter jets and border walls, city bus and subway stops, doctors, cops and donut shops, water, gas and sewer lines, super highway traffic signs, museums, parks, aquariums, zoos and planetariums. I might need to think this through, 'cause there's a lot of things to do just to get this little nation on the map. And I'm not sure I would make it. Yeah, this emperor is naked and I'm tired and I'm ready for a nap. Well, maybe I should stay at home and fix the problems on this road and spread out to the neighborhoods, make a change and do some good. We've only got so many years to make our mark and disappear and enjoy the parks, aquariums, zoos and planetariums.
Josh Woodward is one of my favorite indie artists, and so not every song that he sings is something that is appropriate to play on the show, but I play what I can, and I enjoy his stuff. And speaking of the country being in a mess, think about the words of former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. She said, "The trouble with socialism is sooner or later you run out of other people's money." Think about it. A very special thanks to my advertisers, CovenantEyes.com, Carbonite.com, and LunarPages.com. Check them out and support those advertisers because it helps to support us. Have a great weekend. I'll be back soon. May God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.